This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Rahul Chatterjee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the expansion of railway connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand yesterday after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Prime Minister Modi said the operation of Vande Bharat trains will enhance economic and cultural activities in eastern India. Guwahati's usually serene Sunday morning was transformed into a hive of activity as the Assam Direct Recruitment Examination 2024 for Grade 3 positions took center stage. The city saw traffic jams, crowded public transport and long queues stretching outside educational institutions as over 1.67 lakh candidates arrived at 329 examination centres across Kamrup Metro for one of the state's largest recruitment exams. At Cotton University, one of the prominent exam centres, hundreds of hopefuls lined up well before the gates opened. Prime Minister Modi released the first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen in Jharkhand to beneficiaries yesterday. Rupees 32 crore was digitally transferred to the bank account of the beneficiaries. Sanctioned letters of 32,000 houses were also distributed. Addressing the people, Mr. Modi said, 2 crore additional houses will be constructed in the next 5 years. He said tribal, deprived, Dalit, Divyang and women are on the priority list of the country. The PM Awas Yojana will increase activities and job opportunities in respective areas, the Prime Minister said. The Congress Party has served a legal notice on Meghalaya Assembly Speaker Thomas Sangma against the merger of party MLAs with the National People's Party. A party leader said on Saturday that the notice was issued on 9th September. The notice was only for the MLAs Charles Monar and Gabriel Walang. The party will issue a separate legal notice to the Speaker against another defector, Celestine Lindo. Legal sources said that if the Speaker rejects the legal notice sent by the Congress, the party will move court to follow up on the matter. The Supreme Court will continue hearing on the RG Kaur Medical College case tomorrow. The Apex Court has taken suo-motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last month. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, will consider the fresh status report of the Central Bureau of Investigation. The CBI has arrested the former principal of RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station, Abhijit Mondal, in connection with the rape and murder case. The IIM Shillong recently organized a thought leaders conclave with discussions revolving around the growing need for entrepreneurial thinking in India, underscoring the role Indian organizations can play in solving complex global challenges. The theme of the conclave was experiences in building world-class Indian organizations and lessons for entrepreneurship. Companies such as ONDC, UPI, Nykaa and Zomato were highlighted as examples of how innovation has enabled Indian businesses to outperform global giants. The conclave also reflected on the broader mission of IIMs to shift from producing managers to cultivating entrepreneurs, an IIM statement said. The event fostered an intergenerational dialogue between experienced industry leaders and the students of IIM Shillong, encouraging a vibrant exchange of ideas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on Engineers Day yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister recognized the significant contributions of engineers in advancing progress and innovation and addressing critical challenges across various fields. He also paid tribute to Sir M. Vishweshwaraya, emphasizing that his renowned contributions to engineering continue to inspire. And President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the Muslim community on the occasion of Eid-e-Milad-ul-Nabi being observed today. In her message, President Murmu urged people to resolve to build a peaceful society. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani. Shillong. Have a nice day.